This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, January 6th, brought to you by Commodity Classic. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Representative Doug LaMalfa, a Northern California Republican and fourth-generation rice farmer on the House Agriculture Committee, died today. He was 65. A statement from his office said he leaves a lasting legacy of servant leadership, kindness to the North State. His humor and work effort are legendary, with one reporter once saying he'd look at the backyard of every barbecue just to see if Doug was there visiting. His tragic and unexpected passing leaves a deep impact on many. He leaves behind his amazing wife, Jill, four children, one grandchild, two sisters, and a host of cousins. The cause of death was not given. In a statement, House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson said, "I have fond memories of spending time with Doug, traveling and engaging with the men and women who feed this great country. My thoughts and prayers go out to his family during this trying time. Be with the Lord, my brother," Thompson said. Ethanol accounted for 11.06% of the nation's gasoline in October, marking the first time in history that the monthly ethanol blend rate topped 11%. That according to newly released data from the U.S. Energy Information Administration. The Renewable Fuels Association said the record high blend rate reflects the expanding use of E15 and flex fuels like E85 and should put to rest once and for all the myth that so-called blend wall prevents ethanol from making up more than 10% of the gasoline pool. The 12-month average blend rate, which reflects longer-term trends, also hit a record of 10.48% in October. Expanding availability of E15 appears to be the driving factor in the blend rate increase, according to RFA. In Iowa, for example, E15 accounted for roughly 25% of total gasoline sales in November, virtually doubling since the start of 2025. Reuters is reporting that China's state stockpiler, Sinograin, bought 10 U.S. soybean cargoes this week. Those cargoes, totaling around 600,000 metric tons, are for shipment between March and May, with overall U.S. soybean purchases now approaching 10 million tons. That represents over 80% of the 12 million metric tons that U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said China pledged to buy by the end of February. Beijing has stepped up U.S. soybean purchases despite a domestic supply glut driven by record South American arrivals and weak demand. Soybean shipments from Brazil hit a record of 108.68 million metric tons in 2025, that according to the shipping agency Carna gave. The total is up almost 12% from 2024, follows a record soy harvest in Brazil last year, as well as extensive purchases from China, which avoided buying the oilseed from the U.S. for much of the year due to the dispute over tariffs. Soybean meal exports also reached a record level, over 23 million tons shipped last year compared to 22.8 million tons in 2024. Brazilian corn exports reached 41.7 million tons last year, almost 4 million tons above the 2024 level. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins announcing a new slate of presidential appointments at USDA. Honorable Doug Holster appointed as Minister Counselor at the International Food and Agriculture Organizations in Rome, Italy. Tate Bennett appointed as Principal Deputy Chief of Staff at USDA. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Commodity Classic. Commodity Classic returns to San Antonio February 25th through 27th for their 30th anniversary celebration. Discover breakthrough solutions that boost your bottom line. Network with thousands of industry leaders and explore cutting-edge farm technology from over 400 exhibitors. All designed to power your farm's profitability forward. Don't miss 30 years of agriculture excellence in the heart of Texas. Head to commodityclassic.com to learn more. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.